This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
542 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. We're live at Discovery Depot Children's Museum, where the second floor is officially open. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A lot of people helped make this happen, and a lot of good in the community was had because of this project. And Robbie Dunn, I think you know the Robbie Dunn that I'm talking about, managed to help raise a whole bunch of money for this and serves on the board of Discovery Depot. Thank you for coming by.
Well, Will, thanks for being here for this event. This is something that we've been, it started 4+ years ago, this particular project, and it's taken on a couple of different incarnations. But from where we started back in 2015 to where we are now, I cannot begin to tell you how gratifying this is for us that have been involved with the projects from the very beginning, not to mention those that have been part of Discovery Depot since our inception as a mall kiosk.
Yeah, that's certainly has come quite a long way if you think about what Discovery Depot used to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Discovery Depot's still here, and the mall pretty much isn't. So, there you go. take me back to the beginning, Rob. Didn't mean to throw you off there.
Oh, man.
Take me back to the beginning. What has, from your perspective, why is it important for you to, one, be a part of Discovery Depot as you are, and two, why was it important for you to be a part of this project?
Well, the Discovery Depot involvement happened kind of by accident for me personally. It was one of the deals where I started to see who else had been involved for a long period of time and people that I certainly admire, and you have to respect their commitment to the community. And I was asked to join the board back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And gladly accepted. And as soon as you get a vision for the any kind of feel for the passion in place by the people that have been here for a long period of time, pretty much hooked. And I wasn't particularly knowledgeable about Discovery Depot when I joined, and kind of the old adage, if you want to become passionate about something, you get involved. As soon as you're involved, you're like, wow, I had no idea the impact that our museum has on both our local residents, the ability to draw people to our little community, but also the ability to build a place of wonder, a place for families to come that is unlike anything else within a 50-mile radius, and I was really hooked.
Expand on that for me for a little bit from the standpoint of, as Cameron and I were talking earlier, I think Tom Meredith on the morning show and I have spent a lot of time talking on our programs about how people tend to say there's nothing to do in Galesburg. This is the antithesis of that. Nothing could be further from the truth when you see a place like this.
Well, I'm obviously born and raised in Galesburg.
Yeah.
And when I graduated from high school 20-some-odd years ago now at this point, the number one complaint that people had was there's nothing for young people to do.
Yeah.
And that was right about the time where the mall kiosk started, ironically.
Yeah.
And probably not particularly coincidentally. But when you come to Discovery Depot, and even when we were just on the first floor, mm-hmm. and even when we didn't have, we had just completed our first major capital renovations prior to my arrival on the board, you see that this is something that doesn't really, if you say there's nothing for families to do in Galesburg, you're just not trying that hard.
Yeah.
Because we have some great opportunities. I defy you to go anywhere in our region and find an experience for kids that's any better than this. Peoria Playhouse, they do some nice things. Our kind of sister museums around the area, we all do great things. We all do things differently. And I think what I'm most proud of what we're able to do at the depot is we do it as a privately owned entity.
Yeah. That's really something to be said about that. While privately owned and operated in a sense, you took on the task of starting the process and moving forward of raising funds for this project. Was it difficult to get buy-in, or did people just almost automatically say yes?
I think this is one of the easier fundraising jobs that I've ever been involved in.
Yeah.
For one thing, I tell you, the people that did the last capital campaign, if you go back a couple, when we burned the mortgage for this big building, when we say we, I didn't do it, but I'll say weeks. I'm a part of the board now.
There you go.
But the the people that really paved the way for this project are the people that convinced our donors that the first big capital project with our new exhibits a few years ago was worthwhile.
Yeah.
And when people saw the impact and the quality of the museum that we were able to provide for our community, this was a pretty easy sell because we had some sustainable data that shows that this is something that benefits all in the community. It benefits multiple economic sectors, benefits tourism. You know, we're looking at the possibility of doubling our admissions within a couple year period of time. You have 60,000 people coming to Galesburg, or at least coming to our museum, of which well more than half are from outside of 61401.
Mm-hmm.
That's beneficial to all of our community partners.
It's beneficial to this part of downtown Galesburg in specific, but in general, it helps. It really does help everybody.
It does. You know, when people come to, I look at it this way. So if the role were reversed, and my children and I, before they get too old and don't want to hang out with me anymore, we still enjoy going to little day trips. So even Peoria Playhouse, we went over to Indianapolis, which is kind of that is the crown jewel of all children's museums, Museum of Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
But we go over there and spend a day. You don't just go to the children's museum. Then you're at a neighborhood restaurant or, you know, bar grill, something like that you would not have gone to before, and maybe even stay the night. And it benefits so many different facets of the community. Discover Depot can help to be that springboard for our community. We're very proud of that fact.
How much money did you ultimately end up raising for this project, Robbie?
Did you stop
counting?
No.
Start counting even?
Well, here's one of the darndest things about projects like this is they typically don't shrink in scope.
Yeah.
Funny
how that works.
And actually, the blessing in disguise is that we've had to deviate from our original plan, because our original plan was actually to stay on the first floor and just do life safety stuff up here.
Yeah.
And one of the best blessings in disguise we ever had was realizing that wasn't going to be particularly feasible. I'm looking around at the second floor now going, thank goodness for that mistake.
Yeah.
So I think we're in the 1.7 range. Don't quote me on that right now. But we're going to end up having to push close to $2 million, or getting to. And the generosity of our local community has been astounding, and the generosity of some of our regional partners who recognize the value for them, including companies from Quincy, companies from our region that have stepped up and recognized that we can be an asset for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really inspiring, and also the cooperation from our local government officials. This has been a nice public-private project. The city's been very generous with TIF money for us, which, I mean, we still have to raise 2/3 of it, but that matching third is we couldn't do this project without it.
It's not insignificant.
Absolutely not.
By any stretch of the imagination. So Robbie, what do you, basically this being a success for you and kind of the work you've been able to do, although, as you said, it was a pretty easy sell for you trying to get people to donate to this, what do you do for an encore? When do you take a break, Robbie, I guess is what I'm asking.
You know, anybody that knows me is laughing right now going, do you have any idea how hard we have to work just to make this guy look decent? So that's probably the real truth is, when you work around great people and realize that you have people like Denise Bradburn, Steve Gerstenberger, Chad Long, our board president, and then people that aren't even involved with our board anymore but have been such a key part of our museum, and Ann and Tom Golden that still do a ton, Rhonda Housengay, Doug Sanders from FNM, you go on and on and on. When you have people like that on your side doing a lot of the heavy lifting, trust me, but being a capital chair isn't that hard of a job.
There you go. Last question. You've had a chance to look around. What's your favorite thing about everything you've seen today?
But there's two things that I've loved more than anything so far is, you know, and being on the board, watching the sneak peek and the build out has been fun too. But watching my kid go down the blue slide and almost take my legs out when it first opened, and the joy that gave her. Apparently, she likes to hurt Dad. The second thing is watching these people, big kids, like kids my age, try to figure out a couple of the puzzles in the water exhibit. We've really done a nice job of finding exhibits that are appealing to kids of all ages. And probably the third thing is, if anybody has me on Snapchat, watching a couple of my big kid friends go down the slide right after the ribbon cutting today.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I haven't gone down the slide, but and I'm glad that I don't use Snapchat, so you can.
You know, big shout out to my friends Tiffany Springer and Ellen Larson for taking the plunge in public for in front of everybody.
Tiffany really took one for the team. It seemed like
she did. Her landing was probably not as soft as she was hoping.
It was kind of almost a. Not figure skating, a gymnastics almost landing when she planted here at the bottom. So it was spectacular.
I'm using my size as my excuse where I can't go down it. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Hey, I completely understand. Well, not like you understand, but I understand anyway. Robbie Dunn, who chaired this Capitol chair and is on the board of Discovery Depot, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for all you and everybody else on the board has done for the community.
Thank you, Will.